I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, May 2nd, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a Coon Rapids motorcyclist was injured in an accident last Saturday. 56-year-old Jerry Shane Hager lost control of his bike while trying to avoid a vehicle that had failed to yield from a stop sign. He was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services for treatment of his injuries. At number 9, Nicole McCarville has been selected as the Carroll Community School District's new Director of Business Affairs. Prior to joining the district, McCarville served as the New Hope Village Chief Financial Officer, and she was hired by the school board earlier this month. Her first official day with the district is July 1st. She'll be replacing longtime Director of Business Affairs Gary Bankston, who is retiring at the end of this fiscal year. At number 8, an Arthur man was arrested last Thursday in Manning after attempting to flee from a traffic stop. 27-year-old Samuel Mark Geierman ran several stop signs and then eventually fled on foot before he was taken into custody. He's charged with driving while barred, eluding, and possession of drug paraphernalia. At number 7, not all police reports are of a very serious nature. Last week, a Jefferson Police Department officer was called to Dollar General in response to a burglary alarm at the store. Law enforcement learned balloons were being moved around by the air handling system and set off that alarm. Authorities say the balloons will not be charged. At number 6, the council approves street closure plans for a chamber-sponsored concert series in Carroll. Those concerts will begin on May 27th and will be held on the last Thursday of each month through September. The free concerts will be hosted near the Thomas Plaza parking lot. At number 5, the City of Carroll has introduced their new code compliance officer. Rick Pugh of Farnamville has been selected for the job. He has experience in inspections through the Fort Dodge Mid-Iowa Development Association, or MIDAS. He'll be formally introduced at the council's May 10th meeting. At number 4, the Carroll woman arrested following an October 5th firearm incident at Fairview Apartments was sentenced last Thursday. 28-year-old Glenisha Janancy Myers was sentenced to 2 years of probation for allegedly wielding a firearm during a dispute. Myers was also involved in an October 14th incident that resulted in a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to an Ames man. At number 3, a pair could face drug charges after they were caught raiding a private refrigerator at the Jefferson Hotel. 32-year-old Jeremy Ernest Andrews and 19-year-old Gailey Nicole Richter have both been charged with fifth-degree theft. Drug-related items were located in their possession while they were being booked into the Greene County Jail. At number 2, the Carroll Police Department responded to reports of a train fire and arrests a Carroll man last weekend on multiple drug charges. Authorities say they were unable to find any evidence of fire on that train after it was stopped for inspection. 24-year-old Taylor John Kramer was arrested in an unrelated incident. He was indicted last week for possession of marijuana and methamphetamine with intent to deliver, Class D and B felonies, respectively. And then our top story, a Denison teen was seriously injured in a head-on collision last Friday night. The 16-year-old male was injured following the high-speed crash in the Denison High School parking lot. He was later airlifted to the University of Nebraska Hospital in Omaha for treatment of those serious injuries. And that is your Week in Review here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones.